Today is Monday, July 12th. We'll explain the new guidelines for reopening schools this fall and how some of the COVID-19 rules might be tough to enforce. Also, another extreme heat wave is fueling big wildfires out west, and this week's forecast could make matters even worse. Plus, a big milestone for giant pandas, who just became the first billionaire in space, and which movie turned out to be a big hit, both in theaters and on streaming. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in about 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Lacey Evans, filling in for Erica Mandy during her maternity leave. You ready? Let's do this. A lot more American schools are expected to be open for in-person classes this fall. But a lot of the COVID-19 precautions are still here to stay, at least in some places. The CDC released new guidelines for schools, urging them to fully reopen. They say teachers and students who still aren't vaccinated against COVID-19 should still wear masks, but that anyone who's gotten their shots already is safe to go without. The thing is, though, it's going to be tough for schools to keep track of who's been vaccinated or not, especially in middle schools where some students 12 and up are already eligible, but others aren't old enough yet. So, for that reason, there might be schools that just decide to keep the same masking policy for everyone. Beyond masks, the CDC also says students should still be spread out, at least 3 feet away from each other. But if that's not possible, it's not a total deal breaker for reopening either. That just means schools need to double up on other precautions like better ventilation and extra cleaning. And the CDC says, ideally, anyone who's unvaccinated should be tested for COVID-19 once a week. All this said, the CDC doesn't set the rules, it just gives recommendations. It's mostly up to each individual school district to decide what works best for them. And the CDC says, now, districts should be watching for any increases in COVID-19 in their areas and use that information to decide how to best keep kids and employees safe. Speaking of current outbreaks, the good news is COVID-19 death rates here in the U.S. are as low as they've been since the very early days of the pandemic. But new cases are rising in most of the country. 42 states saw an increase in new infections in the last 2 weeks. The biggest increases are places like Missouri, Arkansas, and Florida. Hospitalizations are going up in those states, too. But health officials say even those cases and hospitalizations are almost entirely made up of people who haven't gotten their shots. Nationally, about 48% of the American population is now fully vaccinated. The White House says it's trying to crack down on monopolies throughout the U.S. economy. President Biden's latest executive order includes more than 70 actions and recommendations that involve more than a dozen federal agencies. For example, it calls on the Federal Trade Commission to challenge prior bad mergers. It also asks the FTC to ban or at least limit non-compete agreements and occupational licensing restrictions so employees can more easily go from one company to another. When it comes to healthcare, it calls on the Health and Human Services Department to come up with a plan to bring down high prescription drug prices. And it tells the FDA to help by speeding up prescription drug imports from Canada. It also mentions big tech quite a bit. For example, it asks the FCC to keep internet service providers from making deals with landlords so tenants can have more options. And it wants the FTC to look into how cell phone makers are limiting independent shops or customers from repairing phones themselves. That's just to name a few of the many items included in what's basically a roadmap for the future. And Republicans have agreed with a lot of it, especially when it comes to big tech having too much power. However, they and some business groups argue the U.S. doesn't have quite as big of an issue with monopolies as the Biden administration is letting on. And they worry some of the eventual rules could end up making the economy less productive. If the government agencies do end up making policies out of Biden's recommendations, the Wall Street Journal says they'll likely face legal challenges from big companies that could take years to resolve. A Florida-based doctor was just arrested for having a central role in the assassination of Haiti's president. Haiti's police chief says Dr. Christian Emmanuel Sanon was plotting to become president himself. He says Sanon recruited people who killed President Jovenel Moïse through a security firm based in the U.S. 20 other people have also been arrested for the hit job, including two Americans and 18 Colombian men. Meanwhile, senior FBI and Homeland Security Department officials from the U.S. are now in Haiti to discuss how the U.S. government might be able to help with the investigation. But the U.S. denied Haiti's request for military assistance to help secure the streets. Over the weekend, some Haitian gang leaders threatened to take power now that the country has no clear leader. And they said they wouldn't hesitate to get violent. The UN says thousands of Haitians have already fled their homes. Stay tuned. Several states in the western U.S. are still baking in triple-digit temperatures, and it's making it hard for firefighters to get control over more than 50 wildfires burning right now. The largest wildfire of the year so far in California is raging near the border with Nevada. Officials say lightning sparked it north of Lake Tahoe, and it's grown to about 135 square miles. In Oregon, an even larger fire is racing through the Fremont-Wainema National Forest. That one disrupted service on power lines that sent electricity into California. So again, people in the Golden State are being asked to conserve power as much as possible. Other fires are burning in Washington, Idaho, Arizona, Montana, and more. The weather isn't expected to help much either. Temperatures are still especially high for this time of year. Notoriously hot Death Valley, California, actually got up to 130 degrees on Friday, just 4 degrees shy of a world record. And Vegas tied its all-time record when it got up to 117 degrees over the weekend. Tens of millions of Americans are still under heat advisories in what's now the third heat wave to hit the same region so far this summer. Much more news in a moment, but first, your main host, Erica Mandy, is here to talk about our sponsor, Ritual.
Of course, I hope this podcast is part of your daily routine, but I have another recommendation for you to add to your everyday as well, and that is Ritual vitamins. I take them every morning without fail, and I love that I can change which Ritual vitamin I take based on the life stage I'm in at the time. So I started with Ritual's multivitamin for women, then I switched to their prenatal vitamin once I got pregnant, and now I'm taking the postnatal. In fact, Ritual is available for women, men, and teens. Each one is scientifically developed to help support different people and different life stages. The best part? You will never find sugars, GMOs, major allergens, synthetic fillers, or artificial colorants in Ritual's products. Ritual has a one-of-a-kind visible supply chain, so you always know what nutrients you're taking and where they came from. Get key nutrients without the BS. And Ritual is offering the Newsworthy listeners 10% off during your first 3 months. Just visit ritual.com/newsworthy to start your Ritual today. If you don't love Ritual within your first month, they'll refund your first order. Again, go to ritual.com/newsworthy for 10% off during your first 3 months.
It looks like decades of conservation efforts have paid off. China took giant pandas off its list of endangered species. The animal's status was downgraded to vulnerable. Giant pandas live in a few mountain ranges in China, and there are now more than 1,800 of them living in the wild. More than 600 others live at zoos around the world. A separate international group moved giant pandas off the endangered list 5 years ago. Chinese officials disagreed with the decision at the time, but now they say habitats have expanded and bamboo forests have grown, giving pandas enough to eat so they can survive and even thrive. Space tourism is one step closer to reality now that Virgin Galactic has completed its first fully crewed test flight. Company founder Richard Branson was on board this weekend's flight, along with five crewmates. The space plane, named Unity, reached more than 53 miles above Earth. Branson and the others experienced a few minutes of weightlessness. Then Unity started coming back down. It landed safely back on the runway. The entire trip took about an hour. But over the weekend, Virgin Galactic opened a sweepstakes for two free tickets on the space plane. The winner will be announced in late September. TikTok will start removing certain videos automatically if they break the rules. Until now, TikTok employees have been reviewing questionable content before deciding whether to take it off the platform. But going forward, a machine will do some of this work. TikTok says its technology will recognize and remove videos that show nudity, sex, violence, illegal activities, and other graphic content. But if someone feels their video has been removed by mistake, they can file an appeal. TikTok says this automation will free up its employees to focus on moderating hate speech, bullying, and false information. The latest Marvel superhero movie crushed it at both the box office and on streaming over the weekend. Black Widow, starring Scarlett Johansson, was released both in theaters and on Disney Plus on the same day. The movie earned about $80 million from ticket sales in North America. That's a new record for the pandemic era. On streaming, the movie was available for $30 on Disney Plus. That option brought in more than $60 million worldwide this weekend. A Disney spokesperson says Black Widow's strong performance proves how having a, quote, flexible distribution strategy is a good idea, since some fans still prefer to watch new movies at home. Serbian tennis star Novak Djokovic made history at Wimbledon. He won his 20th Grand Slam, which ties the men's record currently held by Roger Federer and Rafael Nadal. Djokovic praised both of his rivals after winning Wimbledon, saying Federer and Nadal have inspired him to be a stronger player. On the women's side, top-ranked player Ashley Barty made history with her Wimbledon victory. She is the first Australian woman to win the title in more than 40 years. This was Barty's second Grand Slam title. Meanwhile, as the action at Wimbledon was wrapping up in London, England and Italy faced off in the Euro Cup finals, which, if you're not familiar, is the European Soccer Championship. The match came down to a penalty kick shootout, and Italy ended up winning it. It was Italy's first Euro Cup title in more than 50 years. One more international soccer competition we want to mention happened on this side of the world. Argentina beat Brazil to win the Copa America final. That one is the largest soccer tournament in Latin America. The final score was 1-0, and it was Argentina's first major title win in 28 years. And that's it for your main news today, but now it's time for Money Monday, where we talk about one interesting money-related news story. But first, here's Erica again with a quick word about our sponsor, Framebridge.
I really recommend using Framebridge for all your framing and gifting needs. I had such a great experience. I bought some digital photos for our new nursery, and then it was so easy to just upload them to Framebridge and see those exact photos in dozens of different frame styles. I still couldn't decide which frame, so I used their free service to work with a talented designer and get recommendations. I ultimately chose a frame that adds such a great pop of color to the room. And I loved that all three photos were delivered to my door beautifully framed and ready to hang. Or if you need help creating the gallery wall of your dreams, you can also work with the design team for that as well. Framebridge makes it easy to frame and hang physical pieces too, from paintings to recipes to even jewelry. So get started today. Frame your photos or send someone the perfect gift. Go to framebridge.com and use the promo code NEWSWORTHY to save an additional 15% off your first order. Just go to framebridge.com with the promo code NEWSWORTHY. That's framebridge.com with the promo code NEWSWORTHY.
Now back to Money Monday. Americans are borrowing money again and setting new records for it. The Federal Reserve says credit usage has reached its highest level in 5 years. People are using credit to buy or lease cars, take vacations, and pay for things like weddings. Lenders have also approved more new credit cards than at any other time in the last decade. The Wall Street Journal reports there are a few reasons for the borrowing spree. For starters, a lot of people were able to pay down existing debt during the pandemic. They spent less, too. But now, with things reopening, Americans are more willing to splurge, even if they don't have the funds readily available. A lot of things cost more now, too, especially cars and trucks. By the way, the Federal Reserve's report does not include mortgages. But as Fox Business reports, demand for home loans has also stayed high in the last few months. All right, thank you for listening today. We'll be back with much more news tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.